With SR News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the direction of the Iranian war will depend on how Iran responds to his threat of wiping out their power plants and bridges. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Over the course of the war against Iran, the president has said it's winding down, even as he threatens to expand it. At a White House press conference, he was asked, which is it?
I don't know. I can't tell. It depends what they do. This is a critical period.
He also claimed that Iranians are willing to suffer for freedom and they welcome the U.S. attacks.
Please keep bombing. Do it. And these are people that are living where the bombs are exploding.
The president boasted that the entire country of Iran could be taken out in one night. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Savannah Guthrie has returned to NBC's Today Show for the first time since her mother's disappearance.
Good morning. Welcome to Today on this Monday morning. We are so glad you started your week with us, and it is good to be home.
Yes, it is good to have you back at home.
Guthrie is one of morning television's most recognizable faces and has been a Today host since 2012. There's been no sign of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie since she was reported missing from her Arizona home on February 1st. Authorities continue to believe she was abducted in the middle of the night, but they have not released any new evidence in weeks. Audio courtesy of NBC News Today. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Artemis II astronauts are sailing through their record-breaking trip around the moon that's already providing unprecedented views of the far side. Monday's lunar journey comes after the three Americans and one Canadian broke Apollo 13's distance record, the farthest that humans have ever traveled from Earth. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 165 points, the S&P up by 29. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham takes on the Pope.
In the response to the U.S.-Israeli offensive against Iran, Pope Leo says that God rejects the prayers of those who make war. Appearing on the Piers Morgan show, Graham disagreed, saying, quote, King David prayed that God would train his hands how to fight his enemies. We know that God does take sides in history. The popular evangelist says while he wants peace all over the world, he believes that there is such a thing as a just war. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in Belarus have passed a bill that would levy punishments on people who promote the LGBT agenda in an echo of legislation adopted in neighboring Russia. The upper house has given final approval for the measure, and it goes next to President Alexander Lukashenko for his expected signature. The bill makes the propaganda of homosexual relations, gender change, refusal to have children, and pedophiles punished by fines. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is officially proposing that retirement plans be able to diversify beyond publicly traded securities. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports now they may be able to be available to 90 million Americans with 401k accounts.
The Department of Labor is proposing rules to let everyday retirement savers invest in private equity and other alternative assets previously limited to wealthy investors. Critics warn of complexity and risks for savers and retirement plans, but the Committee to Unleash Prosperity applauds the move, saying those asset classes have long been favored by major institutional investors because they offer high returns but have been inaccessible to most Americans. Ken Lorman reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.